Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
All right, let's do this. Thunder and Lightning live post game here on YouTube. I'm Brian Haydad. We are brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration and Stone Jewelers. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. They don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in Starkville, if you're in the Golden Triangle, if you're in Tupelo, call Paul Davis Restoration. Call them here. They're needed here. Jace, are you in there? Mississippi State falls to Georgia. Final score is 41-21. A game where, gosh, could not have started off a whole lot better for Mississippi State. An incredible opening drive. They moved the ball right down the field. Hold Georgia to a field goal. Next drive, Georgia comes back. State gets a turnover, and you're thinking maybe it's going to be their day. But they just got pushed up and down the field. And I see somebody, Justin Arnold, talking about getting pushed and whipped all over the field. Guys, first off, I'm going to go back and delete Friday's Thunder and Lightning and Sports Talk Mississippi. I want there to be no evidence that I said that State was going to win this game. What was I thinking? Georgia's just a better team at 1 through 85, basically. State might have a couple guys on the roster that could play for Georgia. Not a lot that could start for them. They're just better, and they showed it off today. Now, let's make it clear that Mississippi State did not help themselves in any way, shape, or form. They made terrible mistakes. They had penalties. They just played poorly, you know, and all in all, did not play good enough to win. They had to play their best day, and they didn't. But on top of that, Georgia played really, really well. We're already having these arguments in the chat. Let's just get right to the biggest piece of news for the day. Blake Shapen had to leave the game with an apparent injury. Came back out of the locker room, but Kamario Taylor took over from there. Taylor on the day, 6 of 10 passing, 87 yards, 12 carries, 53 yards, 3 touchdowns for the young freshman. I think it's time, guys. I think we've reached that point where it's time. It's time to make the change. You know, Shapen played really well in that first drive. He was 4 for 4, made a couple of plays here and there. But I just feel at this point in the season, you've got a couple games left. Here's the truth of this matter. Whether State wins, you know, the bowl game would be great. And it'd be awesome to get the extra practices in. It would make you feel better. But at this point, I would just hand the reins over to Kamario Taylor and move forward. First off, he just gives you something that – Shapen can't, and that's the running ability. That when a play breaks down, he can make things happen with his feet. Blake Shapen can't do that. But secondly, he just appears to be a little bit more confident in what he's doing. I feel like even when he misses the pass, he's throwing to the right guy. He's throwing to a guy who's open. He's not making the same kind of mistakes that Shapen makes from time to time. And I would rather, at the end of the day, run a less complicated version of the offense to suit what Kamario Taylor can do. And, you know, maybe it's, you know, you don't have the whole playbook, but who cares if you're moving the football? Whereas, as opposed to, well, we've got the whole playbook available to us. Great. You're not able to move the football on there. So the running game has been disappointing Sam Sharma. I mean, it was not great today. That's 2 games in a row. Bothwell, 9 carries, 44 yards. Booth, 11 for 38. So what's that? Combined 20 for 82 yards. Not good enough. Not good enough. Again, State with 150 yards rushing on the day, but 50 of that comes from Kamario Taylor. State gives up three sacks on the day. I thought it was 4. You know, that's a team. Georgia came in with only 8 sacks, as we talked about quite a few times across the week. They were able to pressure Shapen pretty relentlessly throughout the game. at the end of the day, you know, if you can shake this loss off, it's not that big a deal. But it's about shaking it off. O-line and shaping are the problems. The O-line just needs a complete overhaul in the transfer portal. There's just no getting around that fact. State's biggest concern, it's State's biggest spending area in the upcoming transfer portal is going to have to be at the offensive line. And obviously losing Albert Reese doesn't help you, but he's not the he shouldn't be this important. You should just be better 1 through 5 left to right on the offensive line. So that's where State's going to have to put a ton of money into the transfer portal. You're going to want to go out and get a guy to replace Thompson, but I feel like with the way State has coached receivers and showcased receivers the past couple of years, that shouldn't be a huge issue to do that. You're going to want to go get a couple of defensive difference makers, you know, edge rushers and defensive linemen. But O-line is where you got to spend your big bucks if you're Mississippi State. Defensively for State, I mean, they just couldn't get stops. They allowed 303 yards rushing, 264 yards passing. This is really the first time all year to me that Mississippi State's defense looked like last year's defense. But I don't think that was as anything more than Georgia's just so much more talented than Mississippi State. But they couldn't get stops. They couldn't really pressure Stockton. No sacks on the day for Mississippi State. Only 4 tackles for a loss. Nate Frazier, 12 carries for 181 yards. He'll probably be SEC Offensive Player of the Week. Stockton, 18 of 29, 264, 3 touchdowns for him. They just couldn't get gloves on him. And when you look at what State did in the running game, every time that Georgia ran the ball, it was a linebacker or safety making the tackle. The defensive line, which it just got whipped, and there's just no getting around that. It's Jay Bay. It feels like a team that's weak and undisciplined on both sides of the trenches. Several plays where Georgia brought severe pressure running floor. Coaching overhaul or not, something's got to reset. Well, I mean, that's been the case all year for Mississippi State, is they have allowed teams to get pressure on them without having to blitz, without having to send 5 or 6 players. Do I think Anthony Evans will stick around? I mean, it's the transfer portal, man. I have no idea. This time a year ago, I would have said, yeah, Kevin Coleman and Mario Craver are going to stick around. I have no idea. No, nobody knows for sure. You have to go big game hunting for a defensive coordinator. Do you agree, Durkin? No, I would not. I would not agree with that. I don't. I think that you see look. They had a bad day today. There's no question about that. But this defense is much, much improved over last year. You got to continue to get better players. That's where I would go. Should there be some changes on the staff? I think so. But do you want to change coordinators? I don't think you do. I don't think they will do that. So. Taylor needs to work on his accuracy for next year, but he's an all-around better player. Yeah, and that's something that comes with reps. You got to get him more reps, and, you know, you can get him some more accuracy. The deep ball is certainly there, and just got to work on the short passes. The good news is, though, he has such a he's such a weapon. In the running game, it makes up for it. If there wasn't a huge coaching carousel, would you let Levy go? No. What on earth, man? Guys. This team was 2-10 last year. They are 5-5. They're going to have a great chance to go to a bowl game. What did you expect from this season? Did you expect 8 or 9 wins? What podcasts were you listening to, guys? Come on. Even if there was no coaching carousel, why would you make that change? They're so much better than they were a season ago. This is a bad day. I get it, but that's an inane question. No chance. Rodney Rhodes makes a good point. I'm not mad about losing this game. It's the other 3 losses. Yeah, the Texas and the Tennessee and the Florida games are much more disappointing losses than this one is. You had great opportunities to win all 3 of those games. This is not a game you had much of an opportunity to win. Would it be wise to bring in someone to help Levy call the play so he can focus on being the head coach? Steven asked that question. It's something we've talked about the past couple of weeks on the podcast, and you know, it seems to have worked for the defense, right? They bring in Rhodes and McIntyre. The defense looks a lot better. Now, obviously, the talent has a lot to do with that, but I do feel like having an extra – it can't hurt to have extra voices. When you have the ability to hire analysts, it can't hurt to have veteran voices. Remy asks, Shapen or Taylor – next week. If Brian Haydad's making that decision, I would probably go with Kamari Taylor. I just feel like it's time. He's shown you enough, and he gives you enough in the running game to make up for some of the deficits he gives you in the passing game. Look, he had a couple of passes. You're just like, that's why he doesn't play. But he can do some more things. It gives you more explosive plays. 5-5 is not an improvement with one SEC win. You should have higher standards. Rebuild shouldn't take years anymore. I don't disagree with that. But they were 2-10 last year. They're 5-5 this year. You know, if they take a similar jump next year, they're going to be 9-3. The idea that the state would pull the plug on Lebby when he's one win away from a bowl game is ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. Would setting my $6 on fire have been a better use of my money than buying a day pass to watch this game? I mean, you can watch other things, Justin. There's other college football on. Enjoyable games, I'm sure. So going 2-10 to 5-5 is incremental improvement. We need to invest more in the portal. Yes. Yes. And that's going to happen, I believe. I believe Mississippi State is going to put together a good portal class and put themselves in position to win games next year. I don't have any doubt about that. What's for dinner? Great question. Let's talk about food for just a minute, if you don't mind. I got to this press box at 9:20 a.m. thinking there's going to be breakfast available. It was like pork chops and roast vegetables and potatoes. I'm like, what are we doing here? It's breakfast time. Why is lunch? That's not even lunch. That's dinner. So I haven't eaten anything today. I'm amazed I'm not hangry about that. Also, maybe it helps that nobody's over here like staring at me. I thought about making kind of thing, but I decided against it. Yeah, but look, guys, 9:20 in the morning. Look, guys, Ole Miss Black Friday, 11 kickoff. I want breakfast. If you're listening, put some breakfast out there. I did not have an English breakfast, Rob. I didn't eat. I have not eaten yet. So what time is it? It's almost 3:00. Old Brian would have been in really bad shape right now. He would have been an upset person. New Brian, he's trying to keep it off. So, weird mood for Lane to be talking about State at halftime. What a troll. I mean, I get it. You know, I have an autistic kid. I get it. I understand how they work. State fans have been saying this for years. Just wait until next year and we'll be better. I've been waiting years. Yeah, but still. Sometimes they are better. You know, you waited till 2014. They were better. You waited to 22. They were better. They'll be better next year. 6:45 kickoff next week. How happy are you? We don't have a day game again. Well, we do have another day game. It's the last one. I mean, it's on the road, so it doesn't really bother me. Probably cook a pork butt. I've been thinking about doing Mexican pork butt for tacos. We'll see how that goes, though. Any good kicker recruits visiting this weekend? 3. I'm not going to go into all that. We can beat Missouri and Ole Miss. That's the thing about this. Today, notwithstanding, I feel like State could have won a lot of their games. They could have beaten Tennessee. They could have beaten Florida. They could have beaten Texas. Today is a little different, but it is. Explain not kicking that field goal to make it 17-10 and get back some momentum. Not a good idea. I don't agree with that decision. I would have absolutely kicked it, tried to break up the flow of the game a little bit, put yourself down 7 just to have something positive happen. I absolutely would have done that. And then the play call, I think at the same time, you can look at that play call and say he's short of the first down. You do have to kind of expect if Bothwell catches, he can make one guy miss. If he does that, he's going to get the first down. But at the same time, State today, I think, had 3 or 4 passes complete on third down, just short of the sticks. Like, what are you doing? Did Indiana win? I see Robert Mullen saying it was a wild finish. Did they win? I know they were losing. That was Borky's lock of the week, so I'm going to assume they did not cover. What's going on here, chat? Yes, they did win. Wow. Wow, they were down. Oh, well, so much for that. Let's do our diamond of the game, brought to you by our friends over at Stones Jewelers. Since 1976, Stones Jewelry has been the trusted name for exquisite, one-of-a-kind pieces. Whether it's a stunning engagement ring, a timeless watch, or a custom-designed necklace, their expert jewelers will help you find something as unique as the person you're celebrating. Stop by and see their beautiful collection at 709 West Main Street. That's Stones Jewelry downtown Tupelo. You'll find the perfect piece to make any moment special. When you think of jewelry, think of Stones. We had an engagement here today. Somebody did the maroon. So the guy's doing the maroon memory, and he's down there with his girlfriend. He's got his arm around her. His hand's in his pocket, and I just looked over at Robbie, and I was just like, he's about to propose. He's got his hand on the ring, and sure enough, there it is. There it is. So congrats to him. Hope he got his ring at Stones Jewelry. Whew. I guess I'm going to go with Kamario. Defensively, nobody really stands out, and then they gave up 500 yards. Yeah, Kamario Taylor can be our diamond of the game. 3 touchdowns rushing in this game. He scored all of State's touchdowns. You know, the SEC is not really good about giving awards to players when their team loses. But I mean, who else is there going to be? Well, I'm interested to see what freshman. Oh, they said girlfriend of 4 years. Yeah, that's obviously a proposal. I think that. Yeah. I think Kamario Taylor has to be our diamond of the game presented by Stones Jewelry. A toe tap. Oh, I got to check. I got to see what they did there. Kelly Jones was really good on defense. He's an NFL player. I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, they tried him 3 or 4 times. I don't think that he gave up a catch today, to be honest with you. So, really good. What happened to our depth of receivers? Ricky hasn't played much. I mean, Thompson and Evans have really gotten the bulk of the catches. Yeah, I saw some San Francisco McGee out there on the field for a couple plays. Ricky Johnson got a few plays here and there, but by and large, they've really tightened up that rotation. You know, Jordan Mosley still plays some. Obviously, Aiden Williams is playing some. They've been doing more with the tight ends too. Traore playing out wide and bringing in Max West Sam West for some plays. So, was it crazy to think we had a chance? I thought we had a chance to win, but we expected a double digit loss. No, it's not. That's something I don't know if I said it or not, but I certainly thought, I picked State to win like an idiot, but I did say, I was like, it could just as easily be a blowout win for Georgia because they're super, super talented. Indiana threw a ton of money at NIL. That's why they have made more matches of improvement. Well, that, Justin, and also their coach brought a good number of players with him from his previous school. Good players who were capable of coming in immediately and giving them some continuity. Whereas Levy didn't really bring anybody with him his first year. He got Thompson here the second year. That's it, though. Do you still think State can beat Missouri? I got to see what Missouri looks like, Marty. I got to see. You know, they're about to play Texas A&M. They got their third string quarterback. Defensively, they're very, very good. But if they can't score, State could win that game. State could win the other two games, to be honest with you. Today was a bad loss, but that doesn't mean anything. All right, you know, they if they shake it off, they'll be fine. So, message retracted. Okay, well, what were you going to say, Marcus? It's okay. Can MSU endure a coach that spends years of learning on the job? Years? No. By next year, he needs to understand what's going on there. If he doesn't, so where's the Missouri game played? It's at Missouri. I'm worried our rush D will cost us the next two games. It could. And that's I mean, Ahmad Hari and Kewan Lacy, two of the best running backs in the conference. There's no question. But State's rush defense had not been so bad all season long. Today is by far their worst day. So I'm just not going to, you know, I don't, and Russell's saying it looks like a packed house at Mizzou. Their fans haven't given up yet. Why would they? I mean, they're still in the playoff discussion, technically. They shouldn't be after today, but they're playing a number 3 team in the country, and a chance if they win it, they're right there. So there's no point of that. There's no point in getting worried about that. So what else we got going on here today in the chat? Anybody else got anything fun to say? At least we don't seem to have the problems that we had last week with some other fans jumping in here. Manning won't need to sit out the first half next week, correct? That's correct. Since it was towards the tail end of the first half, but he will be missing. He just missed the second half. He'll be back. Safe to say Kamario Taylor time? I think that should be the case. I know that I would do, that's what I would do. I would go ahead and make the change. But Blake, you know, Lebby has been so loyal to Shape, and I don't know for 100%. I don't know. If you're asking me, for sure, I can't tell you. I'm just telling you what I would do. So, but I do agree what Red Tuna says. It does add to that extra layer. It just, when the play breaks down, Shapin's going to take a sack. Taylor gives you the ability to get some positive yardage because he can get away. And it really is just that simple for me. So, not a great day for Mississippi State. Thunder and lightning tomorrow. Back with things that are true, and we'll talk about everything else and get ready for another week of Mississippi State football as they get ready to play the Missouri Tigers. I will talk to you again very soon, my friends. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. This has been Thunder and Lightning Live postgame here on YouTube and Super Talk Mississippi. Later.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.